Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, it's me, Mike. I run the Sonar Podcast Network, the very one you're listening to right now. I love podcasting and I love the Canadian podcast community. And if you're a podcaster, work in podcasting, or just someone who loves podcasts, you're going to want to listen up. I'm proud to announce that I've been working very hard behind the scenes on an incredible podcasting event in Toronto on June 6th, the Soundwave Summit 2024. And as a Sonar listener, you get 15% off on all tickets with the code SONAR15. An awesome group of podcast companies and creators have banded together to create a space for podcasters and fans to build community, share knowledge, and celebrate indie productions. There will be a ton of informative sessions all day, including talks from Canada Land, Vocal Fry, Black Canadian Creators, Lead Podcasting, and of course, from us, the Sonar Network. And in the evening, there will be a showcase of live podcast recordings from Blacklantic, Squirrel Talk, and the Women of Ill Repute. And it's all emceed by the amazingly talented and Survivor-winningest host of Happy to See Me podcast, Erica Kostupinen. Join us for insightful workshops on podcasting, networking with industry pros, drinks, and overall amazing opportunities to meet and collaborate with like-minded podcast lovers. Come for the sessions in the day, the live podcast showcase at night, or better yet, come for the whole thing. Tickets are going fast, so get them now at thesoundwavesummit.com. And don't forget to use the code SONAR15 for 15% off all tickets. That's SONAR15. See you there.
Hi, my name is Evan Gorlin. And you're listening to episode 7 of Real Legitimate Actors, the story of Aiden, Evan, and Sam. Today's inspirational quote: ignoring fame was my rebellion in a funny way. It probably wasn't advisable to go to college in America and room with a complete stranger. And it probably wasn't wise to share a bathroom with 8 other people in a co-ed dorm. Looking back, that was crazy. Emma Watson. Previously on Real Legitimate Actors. Aiden Arden lives in Vancouver, where he met a girl named Brittany. Sam Derflit, in Montreal, was recently cast in the play Walter's Water Wishes as the lead frog. I, Evan Gorland, who recently moved to Toronto, was given an audition for a film shooting in Montreal where my agent, Abiel, thinks I currently live. Unable to make the audition, I asked Sam to audition in my place as a favor. He jumped at the opportunity, did it, booked the role, and attempted to steal the role from me. I hopped on a bus to Montreal but failed to take the role back from him. To begin episode 7, I'd like to take it back to precisely where we left off last time, at the end of episode 6.
Crazy? No, I'm not being crazy!
Day, so I booked an early bus home. Now a little further. Received a phone call. Okay. Great.
Hello? Aiden. It's Avery.
It was his cousin, Avery.
Hey, man.
Aiden.
Yeah?
It's over.
What?
My life. Aaron and I.
What?
I need a place to stay.
What?
Can I come stay with you?
You've just listened to episode 6 of Real...
You want to stay at my place?
Yeah, stay with you in Vancouver. Would that be okay?
When?
The sooner the better. Aaron and I just had a huge fight, and I think it's over.
Avery Arden lives in Alberta with his fiancée, Aaron. He's an engineer and lives a lifestyle foreign to Aiden. He has a house and a PhD and makes money on a salaried basis. From what I understand, a salaried basis means that someone actually promises to pay him a fixed amount of money per year for his work.
I can't deal with these pressures.
The restaurant I work at won't even promise that I'm on the schedule next week.
This wedding is supposed to happen in 6 months, and my work is asking me to sign this 5-year contract, and I'm looking at these mortgage payments on the house, and I just feel like my whole life is laid out in front of me, and I look in the mirror, and I ask myself, is this what you really want? You know, I want to get into the new economy, you know, the sharing economy, and get into living more flexibly. And then I look at you, and then your life, and you're doing what you love, and sure, I have a lot of money, and Erin is beautiful, she's gorgeous. But I don't know if I'll be happy growing old with her, and I don't know if she's willing to compromise. And I told her this, and now it's all over, and I need somewhere to go, to stay.
Huh.
I'm sitting in this car parked outside an Esso, and I just drank 2 liters of slushy, and I've stopped crying enough to give you a call.
So you want to come here?
Yeah, I need to get away. The only thing I'm worried about is Peter.
Peter? Who's Peter?
Peter, my dog.
Your dog's name is Peter? What?
I tried to take him with me, but Aaron wouldn't let him go. So, I don't know. I might go back in a couple of weeks just to see him.
To be honest, man, if you walked out on her, I don't think it'd be good to go back just to see the dog, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. I don't know.
Do you have stuff?
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff. I drive an SUV. It's full.
And yes, he also owns a car.
What do you got?
There's a TV here, leather Lazy Boy. I got my movies, my wine collection, stereo system, my suits. And this picture of Peter I grabbed off the shelf, and now it's on the passenger seat, and he's looking at me.
Wait, hold on. You said you have a TV, right?
I'm going to miss you too, buddy.
Avery, focus here. The TV?
Yeah, the TV?
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a 60-inch 4K UHD curved flat screen.
And you said wine collection?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Oh, Peter. Daddy's here.
Okay. Well, you know, I think you could stay for a bit.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. I mean, the only thing is I might be starting work at the bookstore, so
the
we can't hang out.
Well, aren't you busy with all that acting stuff? You got that play going on, right?
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, no, I do. It's just that this is for research, you know? For the role, for the character.
Oh, right. Like that method. Yeah. I want to be clear, like, I wouldn't be getting in your way. I just need to rediscover whatever it is I lost, you know?
Yeah, sure, Matt. Anyways, come on over.
Great, I'm on my way.
After returning to Toronto, I settled back into my usual routine and had just gotten over the emotional scarring of my Montreal escapade when I received a call which undid all of my emotional healing.
Yvonne, baby.
Agent Abiel?
Of course.
It was from my agent, Abiel.
Hi.
But I just want to congratulate you on the massive success you had the other day on the Z-Man set.
It's important to remember here, I did not actually play this role, because I was in Toronto and couldn't make the auditions. Sam played the role. He pretended to be me and stole the role. But Abiel thinks I played the role, and he thinks I am Sam, but with the name of Evan.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
But I can't let Abiel know I'm not Sam, because he thinks I'm Evan, which I am, but I also want to be paid the money I deserve for being Evan, who actually played the role that Sam played.
Yeah, I heard from Sandria Grendon that they were very happy with your performance.
I hope you remember how this happened, because I don't.
I've submitted you to all the casting things in Montreal right now.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I've already heard back from one casting agent.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it is in 2 hours.
Perfect.
This is the beginning of a wonderful career, Ivan.
Yeah. Great. Great.
I'll confirm you for the audition and send you the Z-Man check when it arrives, okay?
Oh, the Z-Man check. Okay, yeah.
Have a great time at your commercial audition. It's for pudding.
Pudding?
Chocolate pudding. I'll send you the breakdown.
Great, okay. Yeah, and let me know when that check comes in, okay?
I will, okay? Bye-bye, Ivan.
Okay. Bye.
Now what could I do? I couldn't tell Abiel that I couldn't make the audition because I couldn't get to Montreal in 2 hours, because that would raise suspicion as to how I had made the Zeman auditions and who had played the role. My one option was to make a telephone call.
Hello?
To my friend, Sam.
Hi, Sam. It's Evan.
Hey, yeah, I know. Hi.
Hey, what's up?
I'm just in line for a kombucha.
What?
Yeah, they have blueberries and cinnamon, or, oh man, berries and candied ginger.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. What's up?
So, I just got a call from my agent, and, he just wanted to congratulate me on the Zeman role. Like, apparently you did a really good job.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, so I just wanted to pass that on to you.
Cool. Thanks.
And then also, I have a commercial audition today.
Ooh, awesome. Yeah, hi. Could I get the berries and candied ginger?
And, the audition's in Montreal.
Small. Oh, wait, no, medium. Oh, wait. How much is a large?
So,
okay. What size is that? No, the
Montreal,
one next to. No, in between, bigger? Okay, and that's 850? Okay, yeah. No! Sorry, I don't have that much. Medium plus tax, how much is that? Okay, that one. Sorry.
Yeah, so it's in Montreal.
I just got a kombucha.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has berry and I think,
candied ginger.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, so, Sam, I have this audition in Montreal today, and if you want it, you can take it. It's for a commercial.
Oh.
Yeah, so if you want it, like I said, I think he submitted your headshots anyway, so you might as well.
Okay, I guess. I mean, if that's what you want.
Yeah, I mean, I can't make it, so, you know, someone should make it.
Right. Did you ever think about, like, moving back here?
To Montreal?
Yeah, I mean, you're having more auditions here than you are there.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, I guess
yeah,
you are?
No, yeah, kind of. Yeah.
I mean, did you have any recently in Toronto?
No, I saw this one posted that I thought I'd be perfect for.
Nice.
Yeah. It was this white guy who shoots a gun and then he gets killed.
Oh yeah, perfect for you.
Yeah. So I submitted myself, but I never heard back.
Oh.
Yeah, but like I'm close to booking it, right? You know, like I'm just a couple of steps away.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like I'm on the right track here.
Hmm. But, like, in Montreal, you're getting in the room.
Right, yeah.
Or I am, I guess.
Yeah, no, exactly. You are, yeah.
It'd just be cool to live in the same city again, you know?
Yeah.
The cruel irony of all this is that when I lived in Montreal, everyone asked me why I didn't live in Toronto.
Yeah, you're right. But at the same time, right, like, everyone's saying that all the work is here, you know? Like, I mean, this is Toronto. Like, everything goes on here.
Yeah.
You know, it's a place to be if you want to move up, right?
Yeah, I guess. You feel like you're moving up?
Well, like the acting class I did was more expensive than anything in Montreal, so that's a good sign, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're right. At the same time, it's like, if I lived in Montreal, then I would have 7 lines on Zeman.
Well, maybe.
And I guess the thing, too, is Sabrina, like, she's going to U of T, right? So, like, she can't move to Montreal.
No.
So, difficult.
Oh, Aiden's calling.
Oh.
Hey. Hey, dude. Hey.
Hey, Aiden.
Hey, man.
Hey, it's Evan.
What's good?
I just got kombucha.
Really?
Yeah, it's berry and,
candy ginger.
Yeah, that's it.
How's Brittany?
Oh, dude, she's awesome. She's moving in with Marnie.
Marnie?
Marnie? Marnie? Like...
Yeah.
Like the cat?
What? What cat?
Where? Oh. Marnie?
Oh, stop. Why are you doing the licking?
Now, if you didn't listen to episode 1, this last exchange will sound nonsensical. But I'm not going to explain it to you now.
I never got the cat thing, but
Should have started from the beginning.
Brittany, she's going to UBC, right? So we went out to celebrate.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
We got some wine, you know, went to the beach, chilled.
Oh.
That was nice.
Sweet.
Okay, so you guys are still, like, not together?
Right? We're together a lot.
Yeah, no, but are you, like...
A couple.
Guys, who cares?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Yes.
Labels, yeah. Couples, who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, Evan, when is this audition?
I have the breakdown here. So it's for pudding.
Pudding?
Yeah, pudding. Chocolate pudding. All you got to do is hold it up.
Oh, those are the best.
Wait,
I love holding it up.
So there's no lines for me to learn?
No, you have no lines to learn. You just hold it up.
Wait, what?
Yeah. You get...
Wait, hold on. Guys, hold up. Rewind here. You're giving Sam another audition?
Yeah, I got to. It's in an hour and a half, so I can't make it.
Crap. Okay. Where is it?
Oh my God, dude, why are you doing this again?
What?
Dude, why do you do this to yourself?
Because I can't make it, right? So it's no big deal. It's not like last time. He'll just take my spot, do the audition, and he gets
it.
Okay,
but where is it?
First to Evan, you should be the one auditioning for these roles.
Where is it?
Yeah, I know, Aiden. It's in an hour and a half.
Aiden, I was just telling you, he should move back here.
To Montreal?
Yeah.
No way, man. Never.
What? Why not?
Because Montreal's, I don't know, it's depressing, man.
No, it's not that bad. It's cool.
Yeah, very cool. Cold, man. Cold. You got those really long winters. It's like friggin' Jon Snow protecting the wall there.
So what, you think he should move to Vancouver?
Guys, look, I don't want to move anywhere, okay?
But like you said, you're not getting any auditions down there.
Yeah, but why don't you just get an agent in Toronto?
Yeah!
Yeah, but that's easier said than done, okay? You, Aiden, you just walked down the street when you got to Vancouver, and a hobo gave you an agent's number.
Arnold's not a hobo, he's a real person.
Again, this is a reference to episode 1. Aiden got an agent's number from a man on the street, who wasn't a hobo named Arnold. Remember?
Evan, you just need to find your own hobo. But besides, you already have an agent, Abiel. Can't you just use him as your hobo to get a second one?
Okay, guys, enough of this hobo talk. I got two things to tell you. That's why I called you.
Oh.
Yeah, I got to fill you in on this. First, I have an audition. An interview, I guess, at this pot shop bookstore tomorrow.
Recently, Aiden submitted his headshot and resume to a bookstore in the hopes of finding employment.
Oh, nice.
The proprietor of the business invited Aiden in for an interview and informed him that, what with the emerging legislation of marijuana, the bookstore will be remodeling into a pot shop.
Oh, yeah. Good. Cool. Good luck with that.
Selling Kush paraphernalia and weed.
Yeah, man. And second, remember my cousin?
Avery?
Yeah, he broke up with his fiance.
Whoa.
I don't really care. He called me and,
okay.
Telling me that they broke up and he has all his PVs and drinks and stuff in his car and he's on his way to my place.
Your place?
Yeah, man.
What, to live with you?
Yeah. I mean, I think so. I don't know for how long, but that's what he said.
You even have room for him?
Yeah, man. Yeah, there's like floor space.
But don't you live in like a studio?
Yep.
Allow me to explain the reasoning behind the skepticism Sam and I are displaying. Aiden moved to Vancouver with a certain amount of savings from his gig as a car show guy in Montreal. What with Vancouver's housing market, the only single-bedroom apartment that he could find within his budget was a place just off of Hastings Avenue. And what I'm going to do now is play you a call we had the day he moved in.
Guys, oh my God, there's a Starbucks down the street and a good bar I saw.
What does the place look like?
It's not huge.
Okay.
Like, definitely on the smaller side.
Does it have a window?
I do, yeah. And if I look down, oh man, if I look down, I could see this beautiful alley.
How many rooms?
Just one.
One?
But don't you have a bathroom?
Yeah, that's separate, but it's not really a room. Does that make sense?
What?
Yeah, it's actually got one of those closet doors you slide.
You slide?
So your bathroom's in a closet?
No, it's not. It's a bathroom. There are a couple of closet rods above the toilet, one for the shower curtain and the other for clothes.
Is there room for your bed?
In the closet?
No, in the room.
Yeah. I put the mattress down, but I have to stand on it to use the kitchen sink.
It's cool, man. I don't actually have to leave my bed to wash dishes.
Imagine the look on Avery's face when, after leaving his three-story suburban house with attached garage, he steps into Aiden's 200-square-foot budget apartment. Okay, now back to the current call.
But you said he's got all of his TVs.
Yeah, like one. It's big, though. Huge.
Wait, so you're both going to live at your place?
Yeah. I mean, it's not a problem. There's room. The only problem is that he thinks I'm doing a play and stuff.
Oh, I'm getting a call from my director.
The frog show director?
Walters Water Witches, yeah.
When does that actually happen?
We're going to dress rehearsal in like 2 or 3 days.
Oh, damn. Nice.
Yeah, I should go.
Yeah, okay, I should go too. Sam, I'll send you the breakdown for the pudding commercial.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, do that.
Oh, man, I should go too, actually. I mean, I got to get my place organized, the host. I just don't know what he's expecting. Like, do I do a big grocery or does he have food? Like, what do I do?
Well, he should chip in for groceries at least.
Yeah, he should, but I should wait for him to get here now.
Okay, bye, guys.
Yeah, I should probably go.
Yeah, me too.
Do I fold up my bed? Does that...
Maybe.
Do I do that?
I mean, so he could put his stuff down.
Right, yeah, but I still need to put it down after the sleep.
Guys, bye. Bye, guys.
Yeah, but Aiden, if you have it down, you two won't be able to walk.
Or use the kitchen sink. Oh, man, you're right.
Bye. Hi.
Hi, Sam. It's Victoria.
Hi.
Victoria Hammerstein is the artistic director of Marsupial Theater and the director of Walter's Water Wishes.
Hi, I just wanted to have a quick word with you about rehearsal tonight.
Okay.
Walter's Water Wishes is a play about a young man exploring his budding sexuality through the metaphor of amphibians.
Would you be able to come in 20 minutes early tonight?
Yeah, sure.
Sam plays this young man who steps in and out of embodying a frog who is going through similar sexual explorations.
Great. We really have to put a little bit of work into scene 33.
Obviously, I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, that's a tricky one.
Yeah, and I have a few notes from the last rehearsal run we did.
Yeah. Oh, okay, mm-hmm. I'm just going to get a pen to write these down.
Oh, yeah, great. Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
In scene 4, when you described the first time you saw frogs in the pond copulating, don't look at the reenactment on your left.
Right.
It's more powerful if you just look out at the audience and then they see the amphibian, but you don't.
Okay. Don't look at frogs humping.
Mm-hmm. Moving to scene 16.
Yeah.
This is when you're nude and the slime has just been poured on you.
Exactly, yeah.
It got in your mouth last time, and you just spat it out. Don't do that, okay? It's a part of your being. You shouldn't be afraid to swallow it. And scene 52?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'd just like to go over that monologue on page 81.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to hear you tell it now.
Sure.
Now, I hesitate to share this unpolished excerpt from the play. However, as it is just audio, and by the time this episode is released, the play will have already been mounted, I'm comfortable including the following.
As I emerged from the water, I...
Just don't tell Sam.
As I emerged from the water, I felt my body changing. The common reed frog, or Hyperoleus viridiflavus, changes its sex on occasion should there be a disequilibrium in the sex of the frog.
Ribbit.
As the water dried off my body, ribbit. I felt this change happening to me.
Ribbit.
Sorry.
Ribbit.
Sorry, are you ribbiting?
Yeah, it's a part of the sound design. I just want to hear it all together if I can.
Oh, yeah, sure, I'll take it back.
Thank you.
Should there be a disequilibrium in the sex of the group?
Ribbit.
As the water dried off my body, ribbit. I felt the change happening to me.
Ribbit.
I cried out,
ribbit.
Fell into the mud.
Ribbit.
My hormones were changing. My body was changing.
Now rise.
I reached down and felt myself. I was not the man I once was. What's happening to me? I yelled, and I felt the slime ooze over me once more.
And now the frog horse coats the slime onto you.
What have I become?
It's the bird of prey.
The life as I knew it was ending. I was morphing into a new form of life. What world treats its precious life with such disdain? But in the nick of time, as the bird descended, I knew I had completed the transformation, and now our group could reproduce at a more efficient rate.
A bird descending?
I broke free of the confines of my manhood.
Of course, break off.
Then leapt back into the water.
Careful! Great. Great, Sam. I'm really glad we went over it. See you tonight.
Yeah, see you.
After going over what promises to be a spellbinding play, he returned to Aiden and I on the other line, discussing the implications of Aiden and Avery living together in a space the size of a parking spot.
What if I roll over and open my eyes? He's going to be staring at me.
But Aiden, that would happen either way if he's on your bed or beside
but
the bed.
I don't want him touching me.
Aiden, so what? You're gonna point. He's gonna get there. He's gonna walk in the door, and you're gonna say, "Sleep here."
He can't sleep in my bed.
Oh, Aiden, Sam, back me up, okay? It's rude to ask Avery to sleep on the bare floor, which is smaller than the actual freaking bed, when he came across the country after this devastating breakup.
It wasn't devastating. He walked out on her. She's the devastated one. All right, and he's my cousin. It's friggin' weird, man.
But Aiden, why is it any weirder if it's your cousin? It's not like you're having sex.
Aiden, why don't you just sleep at Brittany's?
Shouldn't you answer the call?
What?
From your play.
What?
They've been waiting for you for a while, man. You should probably pick up or someone's gonna take the frog roll.
You've just listened to episode 7 of Real Legitimate Actors. By now, you've probably decided whether or not you actually like this podcast. By my thinking, you've settled yourself into one of three camps. You either love this show and enjoy listening to this wonderful, inspirational pod, or you couldn't care less about this show and only listen to fill the silence, or you are hate listening to this show and find some kind of sick enjoyment spending your time torturing yourself listening to such a sophomoric, pointless, self-indulgent, cheaply produced audio drivel. Either way, make your feelings known by rating and following us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you happen to be listening, and tell your friends, too. Follow us on all your social media platforms by searching RLA Series and allow us to get a little bit closer to you. Thank you for listening. Today, you heard performances by Ian Geldart, Adam Alberts, and Ezra Famida-Smith, with guest stars Ari Tyros and Mara Lazarus, with theme music by Valella Valella. The podcast is made by Ian Geldart.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network. Sonar!
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.